Harper Audio presents It Happened One Season by Stephanie Lawrence, Mary Balog, Jackie D'Alessandro and Candice Hearn. Performed by Simon Preble and Anne Flosnick.
Dear reader, we had so much fun writing the novellas in It Happened One Night, 2008, that we decided to do it again, with a difference. In that book, each story used the same plot elements. Hero and heroine meet at an inn. They have not met for 10 years, and their story encompasses 24 hours. We decided upon those common plot points, and the result was 4 quite distinct novellas. This time we decided to let a reader dream up a storyline. Avon Books' resulting competition drew more than 1,000 entries, from which we had the unenviable task of selecting 12 semi-finalists. We looked for a plot line that would challenge us, yet not make it virtually impossible for our stories to be different from one another. We narrowed the field to 4. Then readers voted online for their favourite plot. The winner was Phyllis Post. This was her submission. 1. The hero, younger brother of a titled lord, had a career in the army but has lived as a recluse since returning from the war with France. 2. The heroine is shy or unattractive, and after many seasons has never had a suitor. 3. The hero's brother has only daughters, and asks his brother to marry to try to ensure the succession. This is the story each of us has written. Our conviction, again, is that our individual voices and imaginations will have created very different stories. We hope you agree. Enjoy. Stephanie Lawrence, Mary Balog, Jackie D'Alessandro, Candice Hearn. To Phyllis Post, with many thanks for providing us with the winning plotline of the stories in this anthology. We have all had great fun working with it. We hope you and all our readers enjoy the results. Stephanie Lawrence, Mary Balog, Jackie D'Alessandro, Candice Hearn.
The Seduction of Sebastian Trantor by Stephanie Lawrence. Prologue. Sebastian Montgomery Trantor sank back in the wing chair angled before his library's hearth and smiled rather smugly at the blaze roaring in the grate. There was something intensely satisfying in sitting snug in his own home while beyond his walls a tempest raged. Outside, the wind moaned, rising to a banshee-like crescendo before dying away to a dismal drone. Rain swept in sheets across the lead-paned windows, punctuated by the staccato patter of hail. It was a very good night to be safe inside. Brandy glinted in the cut crystal tumbler on the table by his elbow. The weight of the leather-bound tome he was perusing felt comfortable where it rested across his thighs. Gaze fixed on the leaping flames, he reached for the tumbler, sipped, savoured the complex flavours as the brandy slid down his throat, felt the warmth of the fire on his booted feet. All were comforts he'd worked for, had envisaged, planned and striven to achieve, and now he had them. The gothic monstrosity of Grimmelby Abbey that he'd purchased when it had been one step away from irredeemable ruin had been transformed into a modern home sporting every comfort. His investments had prospered further, enabling him to indulge his interest in ancient languages, scripts and cryptography. His library would make any expert swoon. He'd found and employed staff who, like him, appreciated a quiet, restful life, one undisturbed by unnecessary fuss. These elements, a large, old but comfortable home, and the staff to go with it, money enough to do as he wished, an excellent library, and the few other material comforts he enjoyed, had been the stuff of his dreams through the years of his army service. As a second son, he'd done his duty, and as was his nature, had enjoyed the endeavour while it lasted, especially as his knack for ciphers had ensured he was in frequent demand for special assignments, in turn ensuring he'd never been bored. But the wars had been over for several years. On returning to England, he'd set about assembling his dreamed-of future life. And now it was his to wallow in and enjoy.